Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Sondheim, Lloyd Webber, Gershwin, Rodgers, Hart, and Hammerstein, and so much more. Leading off today's show, well, I've realized that I've been neglecting Broadway since my Tony's show a few weeks back, so I wanted to bring you a few tunes from Broadway, actually more than a few tunes. Two of my favorite shows of all time are Evita and Sweeney Todd. Obviously, they're both modern musicals from the 70s. They're very dramatic, so I'll space them out a bit, and rest assured there will be plenty of jazz mixed in as well. But again, one of my favorite musicals as a kid, I saw this musical when I was, gosh, I want to say that I was 9 or 10 years old, was Evita, and saw it here in New York. I want to say it was at the Majestic Theater, but don't quite quote me on that. And it was a spectacle. It was a legitimate spectacle. Saw it with Mandy Patinkin and Patti LuPone, and it just was such a strong piece of work, a historical piece as well. It tells the story of Eva Perón as she sort of came into power with her husband, and then the ebbs and flows of that up until her death, although the piece starts with her death. This is Evita, the Broadway cast.
Muchachita, te quiero, pero eso no me impide apreciar los verdaderos méritos de Nita.
Bueno, pues, con ella te vas a quedar.
¿Qué te pasa, hija?
Gina, ya no puedo más. No parece sino que el circo fuera de eso.
Hija.
Nosotros somos la sobra, papá.
Gina.
Es el triste deber de la Secretaría de Prensa y Difusión de la Presidencia de informar al pueblo argentino.
To inform the people of Argentina that Eva Perón, spiritual leader of the nation, entered immortality at 20:25 hours today.
Thank you. What a circus, what a show. Argentina has gone to town over the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy, mourning all day and mourning all night, falling over ourselves to get all of the misery right. What an exit, that's how to go, when they're ringing your curtain down, demand to be buried like Eva Perón. It's quite a sunset, good for the country in a roundabout way. We've made the front page of all the world's papers today. But who is this Santa Evita? Why all this howling, hysterical sorrow? What kind of goddess has lived among us? How will we ever get by without her? She had her moments, she had some style. The best show in town was the crowd outside the Casa Rosada crying Eva Perón. But that's all gone now. As soon as the smoke from the funeral clears, we're all gonna see how she did nothing for years.
Salve Regina Mater Misericordiae.
You let down your people, Evita. You were supposed to have been immortal. That's all they wanted, not much to ask for. But in the end you could not deliver. Sing your fools, but you got it wrong. Enjoy your prayers because you haven't got long. Your queen is dead, your king is through. She's not coming back to you. Show business kept us all alive since 17 October 1945. But the star is gone, the glamour's worn thin. That's a pretty bad state for a state to be in. Instead of government, we had our stage. Instead of ideas, a perimeter on his range. Instead of help, we were given a crowd. She didn't say much, but she said it loud. And who am I who dares to keep his head held high while millions weep? Why the exception to the rule? Opportunist, straight up fool? Or just a man who grew and saw from 17 to 24? His country bled, crucified. She's not the only one who's died. Sing, you fools, but you got it wrong. Enjoy your prayer because you haven't got long. Queen is dead, your king is through. She's not coming back to you.
Oh,
attention unless we all are. I think we all are. Ride on my train, oh my people, and when it's your turn to die, you'll remember they fired those cannons, sang lamentations, not just for Ava, for Argentina. Just forever, for everybody. So share my glory, so share my coffin, so share my glory, so share my coffin.
It's a funeral too.
The opening tunes from Evita, like I say, it's such a scene setter. It goes through some of the emotions of the show, and really worthwhile piece of music. I hope you enjoyed that. The next piece, I want to bring you a really special cast recording of sorts. They never performed this live, other than what you hear. This was mostly recorded live. This is a very special recording of Porgy and Bess. The Bethlehem Records did a version of this with their stable of talent from the, I believe this was recorded in 55 or 56 with Mel Torme, Johnny Hartman, Francis Fay, even down to the Ralph Sharon Trio, who accompanied until recently Tony Bennett. So, you know, heritage, jazz heritage throughout this this thing. The pieces, the opening, and a little bit of narration from a legend as well. I'll touch on that in a minute. From this, Porgy and Bess, we have Summertime by Francis Fay with a little bit of the overture from the Bethlehem Records Orchestra. Recorded in, like I said, probably around 1955, 1956 or so.
You hear that piano, huh? Well, that soft melody's coming from the lighted window over there in Catfish Row. And I'd like to fill you in on a few facts about this Catfish Row down here on the waterfront in Charleston, South Carolina. This used to be a pretty elegant mansion, but now it's just a tenement house full of fishermen, stevedores, peddlers, and their families. Out front, there's a big paved courtyard with one of those big, heavy iron gates leading to the street. This evening, some of the folk are just getting back from work. Others are sitting around listening to that piano. And a few there are dancing, Slowly, though, because, well, it's a hot summer's evening. Some of the men are getting together for a crap game over in one corner. Now, there's Clara. She's Jake's wife. Coming out of the house holding little baby in her arms. And she's trying to get her to sleep.
And the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing, and then you'll spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. Till that morning, there ain't or nothing can harm you. With your daddy and mammy stand.
Yeah, the size of that crap game is spreading. New men joining all the time.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Baby needs new pair of shoes.
Great.
You better put some money up there.
We all need shoes. That's your wrong man.
Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Come on, number seven.
Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Frances Fay from Porgy and Bess, the Bethlehem Records recording of that classic, absolute classic, and the show that's on Broadway right now is no less good. I've not seen it yet, but the reviews are really, really strong, and I simply haven't had the chance to go catch the show. So enjoy if you do get to see it, and if you don't own the Bethlehem Records version of that cast, it's worth picking up. It's tough. It can be tough to find, although I think I did notice that there were some copies on Amazon. Sort of changing tones a bit, I wanted to bring a little Sondheim into the mix. Like I said earlier, I hadn't brought any Sondheim to the show since show tunes, the Salute to the Tonys a few weeks back. And one of my favorite shows of Sondheim is Into the Woods, a very delicate piece. And really, you have to be something special to be able to take a handful of Grimm's fairy tales and spin and weave a conjoined story around all of those pieces. And, well, when you're Stephen Sondheim, you can get away with it. Very few of us would even dare to try, frankly. But the other special attachment to this piece is that in college, Emerson College, where I went to school in Boston, they did a when I was a freshman, we did a production of Into the Woods, and James Lapine, who wrote the book of the show, he was a special guest at one of the performances. I think we did about a dozen performances over a couple of weeks and weekends, that sort of a thing. And this show will always have a special place in my heart, and I hope it works for you. This is the original cast recording of Into the Woods with No One Is Alone from about 1987, I believe, that this came out. And hope you enjoy No One Is Alone from Into the Woods.
Mother isn't here now.
Wrong things, right things.
Who knows what she'd say?
Who can say what's true?
Nothing's quite so clear now.
Do things, fight things.
Feel you've lost your way.
You decide, but
you are not alone. Believe me, no one is alone.
No one is alone, believe me.
Truly, you move just a finger. Slightest word, something's bound to linger. Be heard.
No one acts alone. Careful, no one is alone.
People make mistakes.
Fathers,
mothers,
people make mistakes. Holding to their own.
Honor their mistakes.
Fight for their mistakes.
Everybody makes
one another's terrible mistakes.
Witches can be right.
Giants can be good.
You decide what's right.
You decide what's good.
Just remember.
Someone is on your side.
Our side.
Someone else is not.
While we're seeing our side,
maybe we forgot they are not alone. No one is alone.
Hard to see the light now.
just don't let it go.
Things will come out right now. We can make it so. Someone is on your side. No one is alone.
No one is alone. Stephen Sondheim from Into the Woods. Changing tone, tempo, and tenor to some degree. Literally the one and only Charles Mingus. Better get it in your soul.
Thank you.
Davis with Boplicity, and before that we had Charles Mingus with Better Get It in Your Soul. Really powerful couple of tunes and game changers, the both of them. Up next, I want to bring a special artist, very little known. One of my favorite instruments in the world of jazz is the Hammond B3 organ. It represents so much, similar to the piano, obviously, because it's a keyboard instrument, but it has a similar tone and such a deep range that does the Hammond B3. And my wife and I were fortunate to see one of this next performer's last shows, a fellow by the name of Big John Patton. He's mostly known just as John Patton, but he was a big fella. And saw him play at a club called Smoke here in New York. It's on the Upper West Side, on Broadway between 105th and 106th Street. And it's a great place to catch up-and-coming talent in the jazz world, but they also have headlining artists, and it's not unusual because of the sort of place that it is that for them to get a handful of special performances from people, and Sunday night in particular, from as early as 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the evening, you'll start to get sort of the round robin open mic experience, and so you get all of these kids coming down from Columbia, 10 blocks away, and then from Brooklyn, to come in and play. They put their name up on the wall, and we were very fortunate to see John Patton at the lounge called Smoke in, I want to say it was 2002, 2003, and it was a real special show. It he just sort of, and he played with the house trio, so it was kind of neat to experience that, and he was part of that era of the pre sort of cool jazz era. So enjoy John Patton, Spiffy Diffy. Thank you.
my love, and I'm covered by a starry sky above. Here am I, patiently waiting.
Sarah Vaughan with Lester Young, concert that was recorded at Town Hall, and I Cover the Waterfront. And before that, we had Jonah Jones doing the Moton Swing. The next two songs are the same song. One is the original London, quote-unquote London cast recording of Jesus Christ Superstar. And I put quotes around cast because they never really performed together as a cast. If you know anything about the story of Jesus Christ Superstar, the cast, the original cast recording was not was made up of a hodgepodge of players, and Lloyd Webber just wanted to get the thing on tape, and he did, and. The follow-on song is a cover of the same song, The Temple, by one of my all-time favorite bands and all-time favorite. They're a rock outfit called the Afghan Whigs, and they put this song out about a little over 20 years ago. I think the record came out. The Congregation record came out in 91, late 91, early 92. And I remember playing this on the radio in college and just being very struck. I had just fallen in love as a, 19-year-old kid. I had just fallen in love with Jesus Christ Superstar and really started to, really fell in love with the Afghan Whigs version too. So I hope you enjoy both London cast recording of The Temple and the Afghan Whigs.
Thank you. through. Little left to do. After all I've tried for 3 years, seems like 30, seems like 30.
stand, I can hardly walk. I believe you can make me whole. See my tongue, I can hardly talk. See my skin, I'm a mass of men. See my legs, I can hardly stand. I believe.
Sorry if that blew your eardrums out. It's a little different this week, but I wanted to bring that. It's a really unique version of the Lloyd Webber tune, The Temple, from Jesus Christ Superstar by the Afghan Whigs. If you want to check that out, that is on their Congregation album, and worth a spin. That whole album is really, really great, but that's not what we're here to talk about, is it? Really. I want to close this week's show out with my favorite of all time musical. And I had mentioned this when I did the show, the Tony's show a couple weeks back. When I was probably 10 or 11, my folks took me to see, or my father really, took me to see a local while I was born in the New York area, I was raised in Dallas, and there was a dinner theater that we went to see a performance of Sweeney Todd, and I can still, if I close my eyes, I can still see the richness of that performance, the singers singing. It was a performance in the round, which in a funny way, in my mind, is really the perfect way to see this show. I've seen it on Broadway twice. In the late 80s, they remounted it, and then in the probably 5 or 6 years ago, 2005, 2006, they did another version of it with Patti LuPone and Michael Cerveris, and it was very, very good, but it was very different. Not a whole lot of moving pieces other than the actors playing as the orchestra, which is very, very, very unique to begin with. But to me, the couple of really great points here. Number one, this record, to me, sonically, from a sort of an engineering standpoint, the original Broadway cast recording of Sweeney Todd is the finest, in my opinion, ever recorded cast record. The orchestra sounds amazing. The sound effects are tremendous. 20 years ago, when I was an intern for the RCA Studios here in New York, which is where this was recorded in 77, 78, they... the engineer for the session was a guy, he was still at RCA 15 years later, to walk me through what he did. And he told me the story. He said, you know, there was a brand of microphone that there's a microphone company called Neumann, and Neumann was considering discontinuing an entire line of microphones. And Tony Salvatore was the engineer's name. He went into the mic closet, and the only microphone that was there was this particular microphone, the U67, and grabbed a dozen of them and set up the room. And it's astounding to me that this entire record is captured by no more than 12 microphones spread out over an entire orchestra, plus the sound effects and the singers. The singers, I believe, were around a trio of microphones, and then you had a handful of mics for the orchestra, and this was not a small orchestra, and then you had probably two or maybe three microphones for the sound effects. It's a very impressive and small scale recording, but it sounds so deep and rich. So I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to play the first five or six cuts from Sweeney Todd, the Broadway cast recording. To me, these six songs are the ultimate in Broadway in storytelling, in drama, in however you want to phrase it. Sweeney Todd, original Broadway cast recording, Angela Lansbury and Len Carreyrou.
Went to the maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Thank you.
beheld its wonders, from the Dardanelles to the mountains of Peru. But there's no place like London. I feel home again. I could hear the city bells ring, whatever I would do. No, there's no place like London.
Mr. Thompson?
You are young. Life has been kind to you. You will learn. So, Anthony, it is here we go our several ways. Farewell. I shall not soon forget the good ship Bountiful, nor the young man who saved my life.
Around the bush, wouldn't you like to push me crumpet? It looks to me, dear, like you got plenty there to push.
Must you glare at me, woman? Off with you, off, I say!
Then how would you like to fish me, squiff? Mister, we'll go jig, jig,
off, I said! To the devil with you!
Pardon me, sir, but there's no need to fear the likes of her. She was only a half-crazed beggar woman. London's full of them.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London. At the top of the hole sit the privileged few, making mock of the vermin in the lower zoo, turning beauty into filth and greed. I, too, have sailed the world and seen its wonders, for the cruelty of men is as wondrous as Peru, but there's no place like London. Was a barber and his wife, and she was beautiful. A foolish barber and his wife, she was his reason and his life, and she was beautiful, and she was virtuous, and he was naive. There was another man who saw that she was beautiful, a pious vulture of the law, who with a gesture of his claw remove the barber from his plate. Then there was nothing but to wait, and she would fall, so soft, so young, so lost, and oh, so beautiful.
The lady, sir, did she succumb?
Oh, that was many years ago. I doubt if anyone would know. Now leave me, Anthony. I beg of you. There's somewhere I must go. Something I must find out now and alone.
So long, then, Mr. Tom.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it.
Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we are the plague? From the way that people keep affording, no, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. Ugh, but there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right, you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know. That's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusty. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat, finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I calls enterprise, popping pussies into pies. Wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lad and nothing more is than just revolting, all greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone. And the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard. Times is hard.
Isn't that a room up there over the pie shop? If times are so hard, why don't you rent it out? That should bring in something.
Up there? Oh, no one'll go near it. People think it's haunted. You see, years ago, something happened up there. Something not very nice. There was a barber and his wife, and he was beautiful. A proper artist with a knife, but they transported him for life, and he was beautiful. His name was Benjamin Barker.
Transported? What was his crime?
Foolishness. He had this wife, you see. Pretty little thing, silly little knit. Had a chance for the moon on a string. Poor thing. Wanted to like mad, one of them a judge, t'other one his beadle. Every day they'd nudge and they'd wheedle, but she wouldn't budge from her needle. Too bad, pure thing. So they nearly shipped the poor blighter off, so they did, leaving her with nothing but grief and a year old kid. Did she use a head even then? Oh no, God forbid. Poor fool. Ah, but there was worse yet to come. Poor thing. Joanna, that was the child's name, pretty little Joanna.
Go on.
My, you do like a good story, don't you? Well, Beetle calls on her all polite. Poor thing, poor thing. The judge, he tells her he's all contrite. He blames himself for a dreadful plight. She must come straight to his house tonight. Poor thing, poor thing. When she goes there, poor thing, poor thing. They're having this ball all in masks. There's no one she knows there, poor dear, poor thing. She wanders tormented and drinks, poor thing. The judge has repented, she thinks, poor thing. Oh, where is Judge Turpin, she asks. He was there all right, only not so contrite. Wasn't no match for such craft, you see, and everyone thought it so droll. They figured she had to be daft, you see, so all of them stood there and laughed, you see. Poor soul, poor thing.
No! Would no one have mercy on her?
So it is you, Benjamin Barker. My, them handles is chased silver, ain't they?
Silver, yes. These are my friends. See how they glisten. This one shine, how he smiles in the light. My friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know you've been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend, well, I've come home to find you waiting. Home, and we're together, and we'll do wonders. Won't we? You there, my friend.
I'm your friend.
Come,
too,
let
Mr.
me
Tom.
Hold you.
If you only knew,
now,
Mr.
with
Todd,
a sigh,
Mr. Todd,
you grow
you're
warm in my hand. My friend,
you come home.
My clever friend.
I always had a fondness for you, I did.
Rest now, my friend.
Never you
soon
fear, Mr.
I'll
Todd.
Unfold.
You can move in
soon
here, Mr. Todd.
Splendors
you
never have dreamed all your days will be
yours.
My lucky friend,
I'm your friend.
Till now
and
your
shine
was
beautiful.
Merely silver.
Silver's good enough for
friends,
me.
You shall drip rubies. You'll soon drip precious. At last, my arm is complete again.
Lift your razor high, speeding, hear it singing, yes. Sinking in the rosy skin of Rexes.
His voice was soft, his manner mild.
He seldom laughed, but he often
how civilized men behave, he never forgot and he never forgave.
Not see.
I really hope you enjoyed that. admittedly, it's an odd way to end a show, but it's like I said, Sweeney Todd for me is my favorite musical of all time, and I think it stands the test of time. They did a movie, probably 2007, 2008, with Johnny Depp and some Hollywood folks, and it was okay. It was, I'll give them enough credit to say it was okay, but I would also say that it was okay because the story is amazing, and you know, Johnny Depp is a very good, he's a great actor, but not much of a singer. He sounded to me like he was acting, he was singing like David Bowie, and to me, every performance of this show that I've ever seen has been with a baritone or deeper, if that's possible. And to me, this show is it's perfect. There's so much in it. There's you have the full range of emotions. You have it is very dark subject matter. And probably too dark for a 10 or 11 year old to have seen it at that point in my life, but you know, 30 years later, it still stands up for me as my favorite show of all time, really. So whenever I see that it's running, I try to check it out. So, well, thanks so much for enjoying this episode of New York Standard. I really appreciate you dialing it up. You can find me on Twitter at NYStandard. You can also send an email if you care to make a request or have any feedback or comments at nycstandard@gmail.com. And thanks so much again for listening. I'm your host, Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard.